Hi, this is Shaylin Hudson. I make candles for Scene Creations, and the price is anywhere from $3 to $8. If you'd like to contact me about purchasing any, you could call me at 907-401-1095.
You have a Facebook page? No? Hello, and welcome to Horror After Hours. Coming to you from the Naughty Guy Studio, I am your host, the Naughty Guy, Adam J. Tonight is just going to be a quick one. We celebrated my wife's birthday on February 6th, and now today, February 13th, is my birthday. My son's birthday is coming up on February 20th, so happy birthday to my lovely wife, Heidi, and a happy birthday to my son, Jonathan, on his birthday on the 20th. Also, happy birthday to me. So our birthday celebration was to take a trip to Hawaii. My wife's wish was to swim with the wild dolphins, which was pretty incredible, I gotta say. We saw hundreds of spinner dolphins, and what a rush to be swimming in the ocean, surrounded by wild animals. You don't know what the hell you're gonna see. After we were done with the dolphins, while we were on the boat, we got to see a family of humpback whales just about 15 feet from the boat, which was really, really cool. Everybody got some great pictures. The whales came right up. Man, it was a sight to behold. We weren't able to get in the water with them, but it was really, really cool to see. I've never been that close to whales, at least not that I can remember. So the captain later took us to do a snorkel dive at a nearby reef. This was a lot of fun, man. This was so cool. So much to see, so much of the coral, the wildlife. You got to see so many fish. Saw sea cucumbers, something called a pincushion starfish, which I had never seen before, which was awesome. We got to see a sea turtle kind of off in the distance coming our way, but we had to leave before he got too close. But that was really, really cool. So my birthday wish was just to go on a fishing charter. This one was awesome. We booked with Kona Cowboy Fishing Charters. Man, it was so worth it. I caught a 50-pound short-bill spearfish. It's also known as a short-faced marlin. It's one of the rarer marlins you can ever catch out there. Man, it was so good to eat. We cooked it up that night. One fillet fed about 10 people. It was awesome. What an incredible rush to feel that fight while trying to reel that thing in, man. It was cool. It was amazing to see that fish coming aboard as Captain Sean and his deckhand Bo brought it on board. Later, I also hooked up to a blue marlin, but that one got away. So maybe better luck next time. But damn, what an experience. Holy cow, that was so cool, man. We took a fun coffee plantation tour at a humble little farm up in the mountains. We learned about how the coffee crop is actually grown, how and when the berries are picked, and what diseases to watch for in the leaves and the berries. There's so much that goes into growing good coffee, like Kona coffee. We learned about all the meticulous process of husking and drying the coffee beans. This is long before they're ever roasted. Then we also got to see the macadamia nut plantation. So much more to it than I would have thought. Collecting and husking the nuts. Then the process of getting the macadamia nuts out of the shell. That was really a lot of work. Man, that was fun. Then there were the avocados, the bananas, and even pineapple. This is all grown and harvested on the same farm. Man, what an experience. It was another day we drove to the other side of the Big Island, out to Hilo. We got to do some awesome hiking. We saw some beautiful waterfalls, some interesting caves, and gorgeous beaches. There are also a lot of black sand beaches around the Big Island of Hawaii. We went to one in particular, and we got to see the sea turtles in their natural habitat. That was really, really cool. The black sand beach is caused by the volcanic rock being ground into dust, basically. It was really, really cool to see. Man, it was really different. It was awesome. We took another day and we drove almost 100 miles one way out to the volcano of Kilauea. This was also another unique experience. We didn't get to see a lot of activity from the volcano that day, but man, it was really a sight to see. Got to feel the intense heat coming from all the surrounding heat vents. Now, that was definitely interesting. It was fun. A really cool thing to see. We did an ATV tour with Aloha Adventure Farms, riding four-wheelers through the jungle of the Kailua Kona area. We learned so much about the history of Polynesia and the people. The guides were really a lot of fun, and they told us some great stories and had some fun demonstrations where we got to dance, we got to play the drums, and you know, all the traditional things that they did back then. Very fun. If you get a chance, go out and do it. On our last night there in Hawaii, we did a snorkel dive with manta rays. We booked this through Hawaii Experiences. They took very good care of us there. This was a bit more extreme than the dolphin swim, but we really had a blast. We're not able to do any actual swimming with the mantas, but rather held onto a large square platform with goggles and a snorkel, and floats attached to our feet. This was to keep the splashing and kicking in the water to a minimum, as it would scare the mantas. It was such a cool experience. There's a light attached to the bottom of the platform. The light attracts the phytoplankton. And when the plankton builds up, the mantas actually swim up to the light, collecting as much of that plankton as they can, and they swim back down. Man, it was intense. The guy pulled us around on the platform and showed us what was called the campfire. This is a huge section deep underwater that is set up by the scuba divers with huge lights and a massive square on the sea floor. It was awesome to see so many of these mantas swimming around, and it was really cool to just see that giant form swimming over those lights. It was just awesome. Man, I can't explain it. I gotta say, though, it was honestly pretty intimidating to see these massive creatures coming up from beneath you with their mouths wide open. But they truly, really are gentle giants, and they do not harm humans. This was amazing to see these great creatures of the ocean up close and personal. This is another one, folks. If you get a chance, get out and do it. This was really fun. Well worth the experience, well worth the money. Man, they really take care of you. They do everything they can to make it fun. But, as I said, you know, this is going to be a short one tonight. But that was our vacation, folks, in a nutshell. And, unfortunately, that's all I have for you on this episode. So, once again, happy birthday to Heidi, whose birthday was on February 6th. And to my son Jonathan on February 20th. Best wishes for a great year. I have to give a huge, huge thank you to Lazy Mountain Brewing Company in Palmer, Alaska. Thank you, Neil and Sarah, for the awesome t-shirts and the stickers. I love them. I want to give a huge shout out to all of my friends and loyal listeners from all over Alaska, Washington, and wherever you may be. I thank you, and keep listening. Stay safe out there. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I am the naughty guy, Adam J., and this is Horror After Hours. Signing off. Good night, everyone. Hello, this is the naughty guy, Adam J. Keep listening to Horror After Hours with the Naughty Guy, as my friends and I, we discuss some of our favorite movies and some of our favorite novels. Bear Crossing Bed and Breakfast. We have a beautiful view which overlooks downtown Ketchikan. You can find us on the Airbnb app or on Facebook. You can contact us through either of these apps for any information. Skylar's Table offers cafeteria-style dining, fresh soups and salads, and paninis. And all of his meats are roasted fresh daily. If you're looking for great food, great prices, and even better company, come to Skylar's Table, a place for visitors. Podcast Swatting Flies Telling Lies. If you like a fun, crazy podcast with loads of information that you didn't know you need, give this one a listen. Bruce's show is always a lot of fun. You never know what he's going to say next, and I'm always tuning in to find out. Next, I got Lazy Mountain Brewing Company, located in Palmer, Alaska, owned by Neil and Sarah Gottschall. They're providing quality craft beers with crisp, clean flavor. Look for Lazy Mountain Brewing Company on Facebook. You will also find their beers all around the Anchorage area. They're just good, honest beers. That's, again, Lazy Mountain Brewing Company. Also look for my friend Danny's podcast. That's Hinterlands Media, where he discusses current topics and conspiracies. And also look for his new podcast called Hinterland Storytime. This should be a lot of fun. This is where he discusses his favorite fantasy, sci-fi novels, movies, and games. This really should be a lot of fun. Danny's a lot of fun, so give both his shows a listen. I know I will. And finally, the Naughty Guy. I finally have a Facebook page. Check it out. Give me a like and a follow to see all of my latest network. You can find my network in a few of the local stores around Ketchikan. You look for Maiden Voyage, Scanlan Gallery, and also the Alaska Outpost. Tell them the Naughty Guy sent you. Thanks a lot, folks. Keep listening.